brother of Amram. And since he was the youngest child of Amram's child, so the Taina was Korach felt that Yitzhar, who was the second brother, that was Amram's brother right beneath him, he should have gotten the Nesius. And the question that Chazal ask is, how could Korach be so foolish? How could Korach think that he was correct? He was going up against Moshe v'Aaron. So his argument must have been specious. Moshe v'Aaron were the G'dayli Hador, and they were clearly way above anyone else. So Rashi brings the following. How did he see? What did he in doing in acting in such a foolish way? He saw that he was going to have a great-grandchild. And that great-grandchild's name is Shmuel. Shmuel Hanavi, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael before Shmelech. So that was what fooled him. And the question, of course, is, why? What about Shmuel specifically? Is it just that Shmuel was a gadol? What about Shmuel created this illusion for Korach? Now, it's interesting that the Medrash says that Korach was Chacham Gadol, Hoya Korach, Umeitoyane Oroin. He was the from those that carried the Oroin HaKodesh. Shenemar v'libnei kohos ba'kosef so'u. The b'nei kohos, who Korach was a grandson of, they carried the Oroin ba'kosef upon their shoulders. So we have to know, what is this shaykh to the ma'isa of Korach that he was toyanei Oroin, mitoyanei Oroin? Why does Chazal focus on the fact that he was a toyan of the Oroin? The Gemara says the following thing, the Gemara in Chagi. The Gemara says that when Moshe made Sar Chamishim, that means that a person can, there's a drush in the Gemara, Sar Chamishim, that you're not memane a parnes, a leader on the Tzibur, Elim Ken Yodea Chamisha Chum Shei Teira. That's why he's called Sar Chamishim, unless he knows all of Chamisha Chum Shei Teira. Dover Acher, Ein Memanen Parnes Al HaTzibur, Pochis Me Chamishim Shana. He has to be less than 50 years old, more than 50 years old. Someone less than 50 years old cannot be made a leader in Klal Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. So it's Machlokes. Does he have to know Chamish Yechum Shei Torah? Or does he have to be 50 years old? Korach clearly was less than 50 years old. Chazal tell us, Korach was from the Toyanei Oroin. He was the one who carried the Oroin. If he carried the Oroin, we all know that the B'nai Levi only worked from 30 to 50. They only worked for 20 years. Therefore, if he was Mitoyanei Oroin, must be he was less than 50 years old. If he was less than 50 years old, according to one man d'amar in the Gemara Chagiga, he could not be a Nasi. Says Chazal, what did he see in this foolishness? What did he see in this shtus? Say Chazal, he saw that Shmuel was going to come from him, and Shmuel clearly became Navi and Nasi in Klal Yisrael before Shaul, when he was less than 50 years old. V'haraya, he died at the age of 52. Shmuel certainly under the age of 50. So that's what Korach saw. Maybe that is that Chamishim needs, he has to be 50. So how did Korach even think that he couldn't be, that he could be a leader? The Teretz is, he saw that Shmuel was going to come out of him. Shmuel was certainly less than 50 years old. I once thought, a pshat, that is b'chlal, just an interesting thought. We know that Chazal tell us that if you look at the pasuk, it says, Vayikach Korach ben Yisrael ben Kohath ben Levi. But it doesn't say Ben Yaakov, that Levi was, it doesn't go back in his genealogy past Levi to his great-great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us that Yaakov was mispal, that his name shouldn't be mentioned in a machloikis. So I was thinking that it's an interesting thing. Korach saw Shmuel come out of him. Korach understood that if such greatness came out of him, it must be that he's correct. The only problem is that Korach only looked forward. He only looked about what was coming out of him. But But he didn't look back to his great-grandfather. He didn't look back to his roots. Had he looked back to his roots, he never would have come to the conclusion that he came to. So that's the idea, that he saw Shmuel come out of him, but he didn't look back. He was not related back to Yaakov Avinu in this machlokes. It's a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuftes Amid Beis that discusses Oin ben Peles. And to look in the beginning of the parsha, Korach's Edo included 250. And Oin ben Peles and Dason Vaviran Bnei Levi. And towards the further part of the parasha, Oin ben Peles is not mentioned anymore. He dropped out of the Eda. The Gemara says, Oin ben Peles ishtoi hitzilosoi. His wife saved him. What did she say to him? Manafke mina lecha. What does it make a difference to you, Oin? Im Aron yihyeh harav, v'im Korach yihyeh harav. What does it make a difference who's going to be the leader? Ki bein kach u bein kach. Doesn't make a difference. At the Talmud, you're going to be the Talmud. In other words, why are you fighting Korach's battle for him? If Korach is going to be the leader, he'll be the leader. If Korach's not the leader, Aaron's going to be the leader. Moshe's going to be the leader. Well, Aaron's going to be the leader. You're never going to amount to anything in this argument. So you have no self interest. Amar lo ma'esa. What should I do? Imam ha'yisi be'etza. I was with them in the etza. V'nishbati loy. I swore to him, Hishkisa oisa yayin. So she fed him, she drank, she gave him to drink, wine to drink. V'holcha v'yoshva al pesach ha'oil. And she sat at the opening of her oil, where he was sleeping. Kishasarai seho sasurais, when her hair was uncovered and opened and not tied up. Vuprois. V'chol mishebo v'rois, anyone who saw her, Chazar miyara lekvoisav. They had enough sense not to look at an Anashus Ishus here. It was uncovered. So they turned around. Mamela, they weren't able to get Oin ben Peles. That's how she saved him. Now, says the Baal Mechaba Sefer Brisholim, Oin ben Peles really had a better answer. Instead of saying, oh, what could I do? I swore to them. He could have said, listen, it could be that Korach is going to be the Rav. But at the end of the day, it could come out that my children will end up being Kohanim Gedolim. If I support Korach, and the Kohuna is not going to go to Aaron, maybe ultimately my children will be the Kohanim. So therefore, Zok de Bris Shalom, what she did was she uncovered her hair. This is what she decided. This is how she proved that Taina wouldn't be a Taina. Because the Gemara in Yuma says the following thing. There was a woman named Kimchis. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin says, Isha Kimchis, she was Zaycha that her sons, seven of her sons, became Kohanim Gedolim. And the Gemara says that they asked Kimchis, why was she Zaycha? She said, Mi yomai loy ra'u koyreis besi kilei saroisai. In all my life, the walls, the beams of my house did not see my hair uncovered. And since they did not see my hair uncovered, so I had such a tznias. Therefore, I was zoicha that I should have such children, kahanim gedolim, come out from me. So tznias is gairim that you should have such children, banim kahanim gedolim. Therefore, Oin ben Peles' wife chose this method because she basically silenced the argument that was possible that he could have said that his children would be kahanim gedolim by uncovering her hair and acting in a non-tzniastic way. Therefore, he could not taina that taina, and therefore he was silenced. That's how she saved him. If we look one more short vart, a very beautiful vart, the pasuk says, "Vayakumu lifnei Moshe." They stood up in front of Moshe. Asks, says the Medrash, "Bnei Korach sherau es Moshe amru." The Bnei Korach were in a quandary. They saw Moshe, and they said, "Hechi navid." Naked mikame, if we should stand up in front of him, yiktsoif avinu, our father will get upset at us. Loi naked, if we don't stand up against him, yiktsoif rabbeinu, our Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, will be upset. We won't be mechabed our Rebbe properly. Ella says the Medrash, Shero kol Yisrael oimdim, when they saw all of Kol Yisrael standing, afhei ma'amdu, they also stood up. That's the Medrash. The question is, what happened to the Taina? If we stand in front of Moshe, our father will get upset. Who cares that everyone in Klal Yisrael was standing? But at the end of the day, they were not going to be being mechabed their father. Says the Nachlas Yankif, a dover neira, a gevaldik avart. The Gemara in Chulin says, how do you know that you go basa roif? The Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, make ove v'imoy mais yumas. The Gemara says, if you hit your father, the Pasuk says, you hit your father, you get killed. Yechai misa. The question is, how do we know that the person's father is his father? Maybe it was someone else. Does the Gemara? No. There's roiv. Roiv b'ilois tachas habal. Most b'ilois tachas habal. So it must be that their father, al pi roiv, is their father, who we assume is their father. If so, they have a gevaldike taina. Since they saw, beforehand, they didn't know what to do. Because there's kibud av, and there's kibud rav. However, when they saw all of Klal Yisrael standing, so they have to go bus a roif. So they had to follow roif. Elam, are you going to tell me? No, you don't go bus a roif. If you don't go bus a roif, maybe it's not their father. It's not their father. Not mechuyev in kibud av anyway. So the only way that mechuyev in kibud av is if you go bus a roif. And once they saw a roif of Klal Yisrael standing, they realized that they also had to stand. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.